May it please Almighty God to bless us this evening as we meditate in his word. Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and we'll read verse 5. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and reading verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. We should all be very thankful for the Word of God and for the truth that it contains. But the important consideration is as to whether the Word of God has an application to us in our lives and our lives today. We should not just read the Word of God or listen to the Word of God being preached and think, well, that's quite an interesting picture or subject, but the important and relevant thing is, does the Word of God apply to me? Well, this account we've read in the first part of this 19th chapter of Luke, of course, speaks about a single person, and that person is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, we're told, was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Well, generally, publicans were, in those days, which was really a tax collector. They were often not very honourable men, hence the reason why they were able to become rich, because they were in that position. And so here we have this statement. Here was this man, Zacchaeus. And we're told that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't because he was a little man. And so what was he to do so that he could see Jesus? Well, he realized that if he was able to climb up a tree and find a tree where Jesus was to pass by, he would be able to view him. So that's just what he did, and he ran before Jesus and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. No doubt he was satisfied, his curiosity had been satisfied, and he was up this tree as Jesus passed by. But we see in this account, and this is the important aspect, we see that Jesus knew where Zacchaeus was. And my friends, Jesus today knows where you and I are. He knows that we are in this chapel here tonight. He knows what you and I are thinking as we're here in this chapel. And so there was Zacchaeus. The Lord knew where he was, and the Lord came to that tree. And we're told when he came to that place, he looked up. Well, we're not told, but it may have been a great surprise to Zacchaeus to see the Lord Jesus stop and look up. And then he spoke to him. He spoke to him. He didn't only look, he did look, but also he spoke to him. And he spoke some wonderful words. He spoke personally. He said, Zacchaeus. Now perhaps in our little lives, the Lord may not actually speak our name. He might, but he may not. But nonetheless, the Lord does speak, and he speaks to his people like he spoke to Zacchaeus in a personal way. There were a lot of people there, no doubt thronging to see Jesus. But Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus. And what he spoke was very significant. He said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Well, Zacchaeus wasn't to dilly-dally. He wasn't to make any excuses. The Lord said to make haste, to do things quickly, make haste and come down, because the Lord was going to abide with him at his house on that very day. What an amazing favor that was to Zacchaeus. Well, it's an amazing favor for us today. If perhaps Jesus might come and say to you and me, make haste. You know, but not to just carry on, perhaps resting. He was no doubt in the tree, resting there, seeing Jesus. We're not to stay in the position where we were. Perhaps initially we were satisfied with just having a view. Many people today are just satisfied with going to chapel and patting themselves on the back because they've gone to the service. But you see, the Lord was wonderfully gracious and did much, much more before Zacchaeus. And what a blessing it is if the Lord looks upon us, and that by that, obviously Jesus doesn't look to us physically, but if he looks into our heart and we realize the Lord is looking at us. You can't hide from God. You can't hide. God knows where we are and he looks at us. And it's a wonderful blessing, even tonight, if he looks at each one of us in that personal way. And let me just remind you that real religion is personal. You and I can't go to heaven on our parents' religion. We can't go to heaven on our friends' religion. We each need a personal religion. We each need to hear the words of the Saviour spoken to our very heart. Well, Zacchaeus heard the words of Jesus, make haste and come down. Make haste and come down. I wonder tonight if such a word may apply to us. If God may say, make haste, make haste. Perhaps we wasted many days of our life, perhaps many years of our life. And now God is saying to us, make haste. And come down from where you are. You may be, perhaps you might think, in a comfortable position. But what a blessing it is if the Lord tells you to come down, because he wants to meet with you. And because he wants to abide with you. It's a wonderful blessing. I wonder what you would say tonight if Jesus came in that way and said to you, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Not tomorrow, not in a week's time, not in a year's time, but today. We have another word in the Bible which speaks to us, and is this: today, if you will hear his voice, the voice of Jesus, harden not your hearts. Again, I wonder tonight whether we are receptive to the word which the Lord speaks to us. You may remember many years ago, the days of Samuel. Samuel was a young lad, and the Lord spoke to him, and initially he didn't know it was the Lord. And he asked Eli, who was of course the high priest, and Eli first of all told him to lie down, and then he realized that it was God that was speaking. So he was instructed in this way how to respond. Very simple. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. What a wonderful favour that would be for us tonight if Jesus spoke to us, and we may not understand perhaps exactly what it means and who he's actually speaking to. But it's good if we have the same spirit as Samuel and are able to come and say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." He didn't say, "I don't want to hear." He wanted to hear. What a blessing for us tonight if you and I want to hear the voice of Jesus. That voice which is an all-powerful voice. The voice of Jesus changes lives. The voice of Jesus will change your life and my life. And how wonderful it is to think that Almighty God condescends to speak to us. When you think of the billions of people in the world, and to think that Almighty God so wonderfully and gloriously condescends to look upon us as individuals and speaks to us. Well, surely then, if the Lord came tonight and says, "Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." What a come. The day, the appointed day, that Zacchaeus was to be blessed. Think of that. There was a day. And what a mercy if there's a day in our lives when the Lord will come and abide with us. We're not told how old Zacchaeus was, but I wouldn't think he was a young man. He'd no doubt been living for quite a long time, and he hadn't heard the voice of Jesus, and now Jesus came and stopped. He stopped where he was, he looked up, and he spoke to Zacchaeus. "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And the hymn writer has a line which says, the appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace. What a blessing if you and I are amongst those who understand that great truth. You see, God doesn't come and propose anything and we can say, "Well, I don't want to listen." My friends, when God speaks, the call, there's a word for that, word for it, and it's this. It's an effectual word. It's an effectual call. What does that mean? It means it has a wonderful effect. Well, it had a wonderful effect upon Zacchaeus, and it will have a wonderful effect in our lives if Jesus speaks directly to us as he spoke directly to Zacchaeus. "Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." So what did Zacchaeus do? Did he take his time? Did he think, "Well, I can just be leisurely about this, I'll just go at my pace"? No, he heard the voice of God speaking to him. And the voice of God had a very great effect upon him. So we read, "And he made haste and came down." He made haste and came down. What did he do? He obeyed the voice of Jesus. That's a great blessing. If God gives you and me his grace, his favour, to be willing in a day of his power — this was a day of power in the case of Zacchaeus, a day when the Lord spoke directly to him, told him what to do, and Zacchaeus immediately obeyed. He It's good, you know, if God gives you and me grace to obey the word of God. Obey the word of God. And it may be, perhaps, that you may be reading the word of God. And somehow the word seems to stand out. And that word seems to come into your heart. And then you may realize, this is God speaking to me. It's very humbling. It's a wonderful blessing to have the experience of God speaking to you and to me. Well, here the Lord spoke to Zacchaeus and told him to come down and make haste and come down. And the reason was because Jesus said, today I must abide at thy house. What a wonderful statement that was. I wonder what would happen if God came and said that to you today. Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Would you have to say, oh, hold on a minute, I've got a few things in my house I don't want God to see. I think I better try and hide those and get rid of them. Well, we're told that Zacchaeus received the Lord gladly. What a great blessing it is then, if we are of that mind, and if Jesus should speak to us, we are willing to receive the word gladly. Gladly. And we're told, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Yes, it was great joy. Yes, he was so pleased that the Lord Jesus should have spoken to him and told him he was going to abide with him and therefore make haste and come down. And we see that Zacchaeus did that which the Lord commanded him to do. Well, of course, people didn't like it. The crowd of people didn't like it. They didn't like to think that Jesus had gone to be with such a bad man as Zacchaeus. Well, Zacchaeus was thankful. And my friends, people may be surprised perhaps. If God speaks to you and comes to your home, to your room, and perhaps speaks to you. And they said, well, they murmured and said, he's gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And as I said previously, usually those people who were publicans or tax collectors were not honest men, they were evil men, and they were categorized as bad men and therefore spoken of as sinners. And so here we see this statement, and we're told they weren't happy because the Lord God had gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. What a wonderful blessing if Jesus comes and is our guest. What would you say tonight if Jesus came to you as your guest? Would you receive him joyfully? Would you be so thankful that he's condescended to come to you? You see, the Lord God is very, we use the word sovereign. That means as a king, he has an ability to do just what he wants to do. Our kings, perhaps not quite so much today, but in years past, a king was a very powerful monarch. The kings in the Bible, the pharaohs, were very powerful people. They could say what they wanted to have happen, and they spoke it was done. Well, here we see this situation. It was indeed done. The Lord God had spoken to Zacchaeus, and therefore he'd come down and received the Lord joyfully. And of course, he was spoken against. People didn't want to see Jesus going to be with what they termed a sinner. People may become jealous. They may become jealous. They don't want to think, perhaps, that the Lord Jesus has spoken to you and hasn't spoken to them. And therefore, there may be still in this day and age in which we live people who are jealous because they haven't received anything, and yet the Lord has come and spoken to you. What a blessing then, if that is so. And then it's just important to note in this little account that Zacchaeus then, he tells the Lord really how good he was. And he said, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. Well, why was he saying that? Surely it was to try and impress the Lord Jesus. Well, we know Lord Jesus doesn't need to be impressed at all, because we are all bad and wicked sinners, and we all need the Lord to have mercy upon us. So what was the response of Jesus to this statement that Zacchaeus made? The Lord Jesus ignored it. He made no comment. But instead he spoke a far more important word to Zacchaeus, and that was this: this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Well, what does that mean, really? Very simply, that means that the man was a converted person. The Lord had come and shown himself to him as his saviour. Salvation means the saving of the soul. The Lord Jesus has come to him in this way and has said, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, meaning he also is a child of God. Well, there can be no greater blessing really than that, to think the Lord took notice of Zacchaeus. And we're not told that Zacchaeus prayed for any blessing. He didn't pray at all. He didn't seek anything. But the Lord was wonderfully merciful to him. Well, what a mercy then today in our little lives, if we could also trace out the good hand of God upon us. It's important that we can. And also that wonderful statement, this day is salvation come to this house. This house, to Zacchaeus' house where he was. My friends, what a blessing if the Lord comes and brings salvation, the saving of our souls, the personal knowledge of it to ourselves, so that we can rejoice indeed in what God has done, his grace, his favour, his love, his mercy. You see, Zacchaeus was the only person. There were no doubt crowds there, thronging along, all wanting to see Jesus. But Jesus had a message for Zacchaeus. And what a blessing if God has had, does have, will have a word for your soul and my soul. It's so important, isn't it? We don't want to carry on through life ignorant of such a wonderful statement. This day, you see how quickly the work of God appeared. The Lord had said to Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And now the Lord goes and says, this day is salvation come to this house. What a wonderful mercy. What a wonderful mercy if the salvation of God has come to you. and come to me. You see, it's good and right and proper to come together to worship. But you see, you and I need to hear the voice of Jesus. We need to know that the Lord Jesus has taken and is taking notice of us as individuals, and is not passing us by as just a cumberer of the ground, something of no value. We want to know. The truth is, we must know. All of us here tonight must know that Jesus has looked upon us, that Jesus has called us. He called out, didn't he, to Zacchaeus? He didn't just look and not say anything, he called out. Actually, the word of God speaks to us about the call of grace. God's call. What a mercy it is if we've heard that call and we can understand it emanated from God, because it's come to us and it's had an effect upon us. When God speaks, it has an effect. Man can speak, has no effect. When God speaks, it has an effect. You see, it had an effect here, did it not, upon Zacchaeus? He immediately responded to this word. Oh, what a blessing if the Lord speaks to you and me, and we respond. We don't just turn a deaf ear, we respond and we obey the glorious word of God. To think that the Lord God should have spoken to Zacchaeus. Yes, as we gather from this, not a very honourable man. And perhaps you and I feel we're not very honourable people. And yet to think that God has looked upon us and God has chosen us. When the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples in the upper room, he said this: "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Zacchaeus had not chosen God, but God had chosen him. You and I may not have chosen God, but what a blessing if that word is true. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, spiritual fruit, and that fruit should remain. This is the blessing of God. This is the favour of God. And you and I cannot come and say, well, I deserved God to look upon me. Zacchaeus couldn't say that. He was a publican, an evil man. He couldn't claim anything. And you and I won't be able to claim anything. But what a mercy. An inestimable mercy. A mercy beyond the things of this natural world. Because if God looks upon us and speaks to us, it means that he's bestowed upon us a great and glorious gift of eternal life. There's nothing greater for you and me to receive than the gift of eternal life, because it means what it says. It never ceases. Our natural life will finish, at the most, in a few years. But if God gives us the gift of eternal life, it is what it says, forever. It'll never be removed from us. What a wonderful, wonderful favour then to understand the truth of this great word. This day is salvation come to this house. It was an appointed day for Zacchaeus. I wonder if you can look into your life and see an appointed day came when the Lord called you, when the Lord spoke to you. What a mercy to know that the Lord has spoken. And if so, you're able then to say, by the grace of God, this day in my life, there was a day that salvation has come to me. Well, tonight, let us look into our hearts, all of us tonight, to see whether we have that wonderful blessing of salvation coming to us, that we are no longer dead in trespasses and sins, but we are spiritually alive, and we've heard the voice of Jesus speaking to us. Whatever word that may be, the Lord uses so many words to correct us, to awaken us from our dead condition into that time of spiritual life. And so as we have this little account, there are many points in it really, and the clause really which lay hold of me was just this: make haste and come down. Make haste and come down. Don't just continue ignoring the gracious invitations of the gospel. Make haste and come down. He came down, and what did he do? He met with a Saviour. The Saviour came down, yes, and he abode with him, and he received him joyfully. And we're told he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. How humbling to have the truth evidenced in our life. Lord has come to us as our guest. And you see, if he has, he will teach us and he will show us all that we need. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. Just think of that. You and me as unworthy sinners, not worthy of any notice of God. And yet he's looked upon us and he's called us. And because he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Therefore we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord will help you day by day and bring you at last safe home to glory. May it be true of each one of us, like the hymn writer says, we are travelling home to God in the way the fathers trod. They are happy, they're in glory now, and we soon their happiness shall see. It's a wonderful prospect, and never underestimate the happiness of glory. Recognize that there is no comparison with so-called happiness in the things of this life, comparing it with the happiness of glory, because there is no sin, there's no trouble, there's no pain, eternal happiness and joy forever and ever. So what a great and wonderful blessing for you and me tonight, if, as we have this little account, it's not many verses, it's only 10 verses, and it explains to us the condition and the salvation that came to Zacchaeus, and in our little life, to be able to also see that God, in his wonderful mercy and amazing love, you know, this is a tremendous consideration to think Why should God love me? Have you thought of that? Have you thought, why should God love you? Anything good? If you try and speak of anything you might think was good, like Zacchaeus, it's of no value. The Lord ignored it. The Lord ignored it. But my friends, what a mercy to have that assurance in our heart. The Lord, Lord God Almighty, how humbling to think of that. It's because he has loved us. Again, think of this. Before the foundation of the world, yes, he loved us. The moment we were born, he loved us. He loves us forever if we are those who come within the bounds of this account here, who have heard the commands of God. And it was, wasn't it, to Zacchaeus? He told him in no uncertain terms, very simple words, make haste and come down. Bless God today. The Lord uses simple words for us poor sinners. Make haste and come down for today. What a wonderful truth that is. There was Zacchaeus. He wanted to see Jesus. He didn't realize what the blessing was to be. Perhaps you and I have felt, oh, I would love to see Jesus. Well, the greater blessing was that salvation came to his house. And that'll be a wonderful blessing for us if salvation comes to our house. And to realize because of it, we are part of the family of God. As it's spoken of here in this verse, also a son of Abraham, to think that you and I are part of God's family, that one day we'll be joined together in heaven and to be forever with the Lord. It is a wonderful prospect, especially as we think how unworthy we are of any favour. And yet God, he saw us ruined in the fall of Adam and Eve, yet loved us notwithstanding all. Oh, my friends, the love of God is past our understanding, especially when we consider ourselves. That love has come to us, such an undeserving sinner, as we read, by grace ye are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Zacchaeus would not have been able to boast of what he'd done for his salvation. He had boasted of what he'd done, but it didn't lead him to salvation. But he would be able to boast of the love of God to such an unworthy sinner. And so were you and I. And our friends tonight, maybe not forget this very simple phrase, and may it truly apply to us, if it hasn't already. Make haste and come down, for today I must, so positive, isn't it? I must abide at thy house, not someone else's. Now he comes and dwells with his people. And my friends, who once he loves, he never leaves, and loves them to the end. Well, tonight, may we, I hope, as Zacchaeus did, received him joyfully, and may we go on our way rejoicing, thankful to know we have such a kind, gracious, and merciful God, who has not passed us by as we deserved, but has looked upon us in love to our soul and brought salvation unto us. Amen.